The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by William Johnson, Bishop with Diocese of Des Moines. He is the guest of Representative Forbes of Polk. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Holden Sisko, Page from Des Moines.
Creative, compassionate God, you bring order and abundance out of chaos. You speak your word to us, who bears wisdom, healing, freedom, and renewed hope for those who seek justice and the way of peace together. Stir your spirit and release your grace from the heavens upon this assembly of legislators. May they embrace the charge extended to them by the people of Iowa with humility, integrity, and zeal for the common good. May they use words to reveal truth rather than conceal it. May they engender mutual respect to the extent that they can ardently disagree, yet not dismiss or denigrate their colleagues or opponents. May the rule of law and the intentions of this state's and this nation's founders be a yoke they wear worthily, aided by your inspiration and steadfast assistance. May we enjoy good humor so that we take our duties and not ourselves seriously. And at the end of the day, may we entrust all that we're able to achieve and all that remains to be completed to your divine providence, so that we may take your blessings home with us for reflection and rest, abiding with you who are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, always and forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2329 by Gaines and others, a bill for an act requiring annual volunteer service by high school students and including applicability provisions.
First reading of bills not ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2330 by Fry, a bill for an act relating to authorized health professional relationships.
First reading of bills not ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
Senate File 2096 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act allowing for certain emergency medical care providers to obtain a professional permit to carry weapons.
First reading of bills not ready for commitment or amendment referred to Committee on Public Safety.
Senate File 2097 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to criminal offenses of indecent exposure and making penalties applicable.
First reading of bills not ready for commitment or amendment referred to Committee on Judiciary.
Senate File 2119 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act related to controlled substances, including amending and controlled substances schedules, removing certain references of marijuana and providing penalties and including effective date provisions.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
Senate File 2120 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to controlled substances, including information collected and reporting requirements under Iowa Prescription Monitoring Program.
First reading bill is not ready for commitment amendment passed on file. At this point, the chair will recognize Representative Thede for her presentation on Black History Month.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. You know, today I picked someone who kind of filled many different roles in her life. One of the major things that she has written is a book called Rooted in the Earth: Reclaiming the African American Environmental Heritage. I found this very interesting, and she ties theology with Mother Earth, and so that excited me, and I tell you why. If you look around, look at all the beautiful colors that you have on today, the reds, the blues, the oranges, the greens, so many beautiful colors. And in this, she talks about, through history, about even through slavery, how times were tough, but how they overcame through things like gardening and farming and things like that. So I'm going to talk about her really quick, and then I'll give you a quick synopsis of some of the things that she talks about in a book called Rooted Up from the Earth. Her name is Diana Glave. And she currently is coordinator of Diversity of Development and Inclusion in the Western Pennsylvania Conference, of the United Methodist Church. Diana completed her Master of Divinity at the Candler School of Theology, focusing on faith, health, and science of Emory University. After completing her degree, she served as a local pastor at Crafton United Methodist Church. Her passion has been researching, writing, and sharing African Americans and environment. Her publications included Rooted in the Earth, Reclaiming African American Environmental Heritage to the Love of Wind and Rain, African American Environmental History, a co-edited volume with Mark Stahl. Diana continues to draw on her MA, her PhD in history from Stony Brook University, with an emphasis on African American environmental history, adding to the ecology, her essay, Ecothology, I love that, Ecothology in the Wiley Blackwell Companion to Religion, and continues to draw interdisciplinary scholarship. Diana's latest book is Praise in the Bush. To kind of give you a little flavor of the book, and I actually just started reading this book, but this is my favorite part of it, and I was just really excited about it. And two of the people that she talks about are Clementine Hunter and Alice Walker. And they talk about the sensibility of gardening. And you wouldn't think this would take on such a huge issue, but it does. Now, this was back in the 1930s and in the 1940s when this was recanted through these two women. And here's what they remember about the gardens that their mothers had put together. I remember people coming to my mother's yard to be given cuttings from flowers. I hear again the praise showered on her because whatever rocky soil she landed on, she turned it into a garden. A garden so brilliant with colors, so original in design, so magnificent with life and creativity. That to this day, people drive by our house in Georgia, perfect strangers and imperfect strangers, and ask to stand or to walk among my mother's art. I notice that it is only when my mother is working in her flowers that she is radiant, almost to the point of being invisible, except as a creator, her hand in her eye. She's evolved in work in her soul, and it has to be that way. Ordering the universe in the image of her personal conception of beauty. 16 African American women practice gardening through conservation techniques, including transplanting, diversification, and fertilizing. They dug up woodland flowers to improve their garden, their cabins, and transplanted azaleas, wild roses, honeysuckle, dogwoods in their yards. Many African Americans grew up in the South in the mid-20th century can recall their mother's gardens vividly. In Alabama, Oni Lee Logan, a midwife, reminisced this. We had three gardens, string beans, butter beans, okra, turnip, English peas, sweet potatoes, Irish potatoes, everything. Tomatoes, three or four different kinds of squash. Love, care, and share. That's what we did. We had it, and my daddy and my mother, they shared with ones that didn't have it. Mother would send a piece, and then she would share. I love this lady because she brings so many practical things to our society, to bring together what is naturally already here is absolutely fantastic. So today, I introduce you to Diana Glave, if you haven't heard about her, and look more into her book, Rooted in the Earth. Thank you.
Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Hinson.
Mr. Speaker, my order for an announcement.
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Today is 211 Day on the Hill. 211 is a statewide service, 24/7, connecting over 75,000 Iowans per year to human service providers to help them overcome life challenges related to housing, childcare, food scarcity, transportation, and other needs. It's available to Iowans via phone, text, or the website. The system relieves pressure from our 911 system and is essential in times of disaster. 211 counts as a valuable tool for us legislators as well to help us pinpoint the types of requests that are most common in our districts. So I'd encourage you to go down to the Rotunda today. Statewide 211 providers will be there from 10 to noon with ice cream sandwiches. So that's the bonus. 211 day. Thank you so much.
Chair, I recognize the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Kressig.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you, sir. I just want to remind everybody that hopefully we're done here today, but tonight at the Embassy Suites, Grove Cedar Valley is having their reception from 5 to 7. So if you're able to be there, I'd just love to have you show up. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Derry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Join Easter Seals, Iowa this afternoon for the legislative reception from 2:30 to 4 in the Rotunda. Come enjoy Sunnyside Express food truck treats and meet the clients and team members of Easter Seals, Iowa. We hope you can join us. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Stade.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you. Just a friendly reminder that the National Caucus of Environmental Legislators are here to visit with legislators regarding flood and your environmental issues and bills. They will be here at 10 a.m. until noon in room 305. They will be in House Meeting Room 304 from 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Remember, the National Caucus of Environmental Legislators is a nonpartisan network of legislative champions who work to protect, conserve, and improve the natural and human environment. NCEL does not lobby for the enactment or defeat of any state or federal legislation. So please stop by today and visit with the NCEL representatives. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Bacon, and possibly a sidekick from Cass, Representative Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Darn teeth. It's that time of year again where I sit back and kind of contemplate a few things. The other day I turned 65 years old, and that was Sunday, by the way. And for the last 45 years, I've had the privilege of being an Iowan, and I love it. Before that, I was from the Chicago area, and my first 14 years, I spent in Elkhart, Indiana, as the son of a preacher. And going along with what Representative Thede said today about sharing, my mother taught us a song, I Will Share With Others. So once again, I have brought more cake for us to enjoy. Be sure to stop in the back and grab a piece to help me celebrate my turning into Medicare age. Thank you very much.
I also would like to make the announcement that my birthday was the same day as my younger representative over here. Not necessarily considerably younger, but younger. I also have the pleasure of being an Iowan. And one thing about that is is that that we have all kinds of great products, and amongst those are what will be on top of the other one, and that's the cake with that we didn't fry the bacon on, but there is a cake with more bacon on it. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Democrats will caucus briefly in room 305 immediately following our business here.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus immediately in the Supreme Court chamber.
With both parties going to caucus, House will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.